You've got two general assumptions for life that I follow. One, if it comes from an official source of some kind, then it's probably the direct opposite of whatever they're telling you, the exact opposite. So if they so if they say they're going to create jobs, oh, they must be trying to create poverty and unemployment. Oh, okay. If they say they're trying to create trade deals because it'll be better for the economy, it's like, oh, they're creating trade deals so that foreign corporations can seize control of our country and fuck us all and deprive us of any income or resources that actually belong to this freaking country through the TPPA and so on and so forth. If they tell you that the medical system is there to heal you, then obviously they must be there to kill you. And incidentally, that's actually true. The Ministry of Health is now officially, according to their own records, the second leading cause of death in New Zealand. That's not including all the unreported vaccine reactions and unreported this, the unreported that and the other and that kind of thing. They're there to sell poisons, yo! Hospitals... Sorry, go ahead.
That isn't it funny how they called it the health system?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Edward Bernays was the father of propaganda. He was the nephew of Sigmund Freud. If you want to learn about Edward Bernays, look about the documentary called The Century of Self. Very, very interesting thing. He's a person who got suffragettes to smoke. You know, the women who were campaigning to have give women the vote and so on and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
He got to some of those high-class ladies to smoke cigarettes while they're in a protest and called them torches of freedom. And before you knew it, the tobacco companies had a huge female customer base that just lumped up out of there. He's the person who got a waste pork product known as bacon that was never eaten or enjoyed by people because it was too fatty and gross. He said, you can't have your eggs in the morning without your bacon. And now all of a sudden bacon and eggs is a huge freaking popular meal. He told people all these things and he wrote a book called Propaganda. He's literally the man who wrote the book on propaganda. He's the man who told the United States Department of War, No, don't call yourself the Department of War. Call yourself the Department of Defense.
Peace.
Ah, so now the trick starts to come out. Every single time you see these people doing what they're doing and saying what they're saying, it doesn't match up. And that's because it's deliberate. They know how to manipulate people into supporting things that are against their interests.
Yeah.